Harper Audio presents Sons and Soldiers, the untold story of the Jews who escaped the Nazis and returned with the U.S. Army to fight Hitler. By Bruce Henderson. Read by Brett Barry. Introduction. When Hitler came to power in Germany in 1933, he declared war on his country's 500,000 Jewish citizens. They were stripped of their most basic rights. Judaism was defined as a race, not a religion. And Jews were excluded from German citizenship. Restrictive edicts put in place by the Nazis affected Jews of all ages and in all walks of life, and even Jewish children were forced out of public schools. A harsh reality for German Jews was the growing realization that neither they nor their children had a future in the country. This fear culminated in November 1938 with Kristallnacht, known as the Night of Broken Glass, when Jewish homes, businesses, and synagogues were ransacked by Nazis. Hundreds of Jews were killed, and thousands were arrested and sent to concentration camps. Though by then, tens of thousands of German Jews had already immigrated to the United States, this was the final confirmation anyone required that Germany was no longer safe for Jews. But departing meant leaving behind their ancestral home, relatives, friends, and life savings. And there was no guarantee they would be able to get past restrictive U.S. immigration quotas and those in other countries, which made it difficult for more Jews to immigrate. It was often impossible for an entire family to get out of Germany, and many faced an excruciating decision of splitting up, perhaps forever, when parents discovered they could get only one child, under age 16, to safety, through the efforts of Jewish relief organizations in America and England. Who went and who stayed often meant the difference between life and death. By the time Germany went to war with the United States in 1941, the Nazis' determination to create an Aryan Germany had switched from a policy of forced Jewish emigration to one of mass annihilation of those Jews still in the country, and the millions of other Jews trapped in Nazi-occupied territories, solving what Hitler called the Jewish problem. Many parents chose to send away their eldest sons so they might carry on the family name. Throughout Germany, there were heartbreaking farewells at railway stations and seaports, where mothers and fathers said goodbye to their sons. Those German Jewish boys who arrived in America in the 1930s without their parents or siblings had to adapt to life in a new land on their own. Placed in the homes of distant relatives or foster families, they enrolled in public schools and immersed themselves in a language, culture, and world unfamiliar to them. But with the help of dedicated teachers and new friends, they quickly became Americanized, although still carrying the telltale accents from their homelands. Yet, they were served well by the old world values instilled in them by their parents, emphasizing education and hard work. By the time the United States entered the war, these beloved sons who had been sent to America by their desperate families were stalwart young men who loved everything about U.S. democracy and freedom. They were also eager to return to Europe with the U.S. military to fight Hitler, not only out of patriotism for their new country, but their own personal vendetta as well. Unlike many other victims of the Nazis, the German Jewish refugees who became American soldiers had a means to help destroy the regime that had persecuted them and their families. But there was a snag. When Germany declared war on the United States in December 1941, German citizens residing in America were automatically declared enemy aliens. Even after Congress passed legislation allowing enemy aliens to be inducted into the army, some found themselves assigned to U.S. bases where they were mistrusted and their accents ridiculed by other GIs. War planners in the Pentagon soon realized that the German Jews already in uniform knew the language, culture, and psychology of the enemy best and had the greatest motivation to defeat Hitler. By mid-1942, the army began molding them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?